and discover that nursing is so much more than just medicine and, you know, anatomy and everything that they learned in school, but it is also so much about human connection and about, you know, empathy and connecting as humans and being emotional support for their patients. So, yeah, it's a really beautiful story.
Thanks. And what kind of character do you play? Tell me a little bit about that.
I play Ashley Collins. She is edgy and funky and fierce and feline, and she's kind of no BS, will say what's on her mind, which can get her in trouble sometimes. And as, you know, I think when you first meet her in the first episode, she might not be the most likable character, but that's just kind of this tough front that she puts on. And as the season goes on and as the series progresses, you realize that Ashley has such a depth to her and the biggest heart and, you know, will do anything for the people she loves and cares about once she lets you in. So she's a really fun character to play because she's got a lot of layers.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about playing her?
My biggest, honestly, I'd say kind of her tough face, her tough front. I am just so not that person. I'm quite, I guess, bubbly, you could say, and I just, like, am one of those people who's kind of always happy. So trying to play somebody who isn't necessarily like that and comes across tougher was, I think, the most challenging part for me, but it was so much fun, and I love playing characters who are different than I am. So it was a fun challenge for sure.
Nice. And I know you said that she's so not you, but in what ways do you relate to her?
I think I relate to her her vulnerability and her kind of like her big open huge heart once she lets you in. I'm a little bit of a softie and I can be emotional, and as can she. So I think when, yeah, her softer side I can relate to the most.
Nice. And tell me a little bit about what went into researching the role. Did you talk to nurses in real life, or what did you do to prepare for the role?
I started watching, you know, some medical dramas just so I can get used to the medical jargon and whatnot. But we actually had a week of medical training before all of us nurses, before we started. So we went to the studio and they had a doctor there. He's actually our on-set doctor and consultant. So he helps us with, you know, the pronunciation of things and, you know, how to hold things properly and how to perform procedures. He actually teaches us. So we actually know what we look like we know what we're doing at least. But, yeah, as far as prep goes, we had a week of medical training, and we learned the basics and, you know, just kind of understanding how the machines work and whatnot, because they're all real operating hospital machines and equipment. So, yeah, we learned all about that stuff, which was really fun.
Now, that sounds really cool that you got to learn that. I mean, you know, a lot of shows don't do that, but that's really wild that you got to learn that. It sounds like so much fun.
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, it also shows and it can make us, you know, authentic because we actually somewhat know what we're doing. I don't want to give too much credit where I can barely put on a Band-Aid, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha. And actually, it's so funny that you say that because when I was in college, one of my closest friends was a nursing major, and every time she watched a medical drama, she would just say everything that's really wrong. So I appreciate that you guys took the time to actually research how to do it correctly.
Yeah, we're trying. We're definitely trying. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a TV show, so we obviously have to dramatize some things. But, yeah, we try to make it as real and authentic as possible.
And what are some other projects that you're working on these days?
Right now, actually, just a fun little side project I am doing with Tierra Scobie, who plays Grace on our show. We're doing this little talk show that's called Spilling the Tea with Grace and Ashley, which are our characters' names, and we're interviewing and having all of our fellow nurses cast on, and we're kind of sitting down and having real conversations with them, and it's been a fun little side project, and being on the other side of the interview, and getting to sit down, and we're doing it on live stream, so on Instagram Live. And just seeing, like, getting people and engaging with the fans and getting them to ask questions. And, yeah, that's been really fun for us. And what a creative outlet.
I love that. Where can we find it?
So we do it every Wednesday because our show airs on Tuesday. So it gives fans an opportunity to write in and ask questions. So we do it Wednesdays. And Tiara usually does it from her Instagram, her live. So it's just KScobie1. And then I'm trying to figure out how to like repost it on my Instagram. So hopefully one of these days you'll be able to find it there too.
Nice. Yeah, I can't really figure that out either. To repost, I just push buttons until something works or explodes. So
totally. Yeah.
I'm like, what does this button do? Okay, nothing went disastrous. So maybe I did something right.
Yeah.
And one thing I like to ask the people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself that might surprise your fans.
And
my dogs are interested too.
Sorry?
I said the dogs are interested too.
Yeah, there's your dogs. I am a huge soccer player. I've played soccer ever since I was like, could walk pretty much, and I've always been on a super high level competitive team. And I actually still play. So my coach is really, I'm really lucky that he takes on an extra player when I go off and film, and then I come back and I can still play. So at any time I have to travel for work or anything, I always bring a soccer ball with me and go to the field on the days off and kick it around and shoot and whatnot. So yeah, that's another one of my big hobbies and passions, soccer.
Nice. Did you ever do it professionally or anything like that, or?
No, it got to the point where I was getting so busy because I've been acting since I was 7. So acting kind of really took off for me when I was about 11 or 12. And so I had to kind of make a choice whether I wanted to really, really pursue, you know, acting and continue on, or if I wanted to, you know, pursue soccer. And I figured, you know, acting is obviously where my heart is, but I could still do soccer on the side, and it's just something fun to do. So, that was my ultimate decision.
And since we're a TV set, what are you watching on TV these days?
I'm watching Schitt's Creek, which I am absolutely obsessed with. I also started Grey's Anatomy for the very first time and have somehow all of these years dodged every spoiler. And so I literally, like, don't know what I'm in for. Like, I don't know who dies. I don't know how people die. So I'm really excited to weirdly go on that adventure, you know, however many years later, 15 years later for the first time.
What season are you on now?
I'm on season 2, I want to say, 2 or 3.
You are in for lots of surprises. I won't ruin anything for you, but you're in for a lot.
I've heard. And you know what's funny is the guy who plays Denny, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he played my dad in a movie I did called The Possession, and we were super, super close. And this is but I was, like, young, and I didn't know who he was. And now... And now I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, Denny is so cute. Like, it's so inappropriate because he played my dad, but I was like, I have this new, like, adult appreciation for Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That is adorable. I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah,
but so I will funny. Tell you, no spoilers, but you're in for a lot, and season 5, have lots of tissues ready. All I'm saying.
Ooh. Oh no, okay, I'm excited.
Yes, be excited. Wine and tissues is what you need.
Yes, absolutely. Wine, for sure, is the must.
Yeah, well, if you ever come to Pennsylvania, I have wine and lasagna all the time. So.
And dogs, so I will take you up on that.
Yes. Nice, perfect.
I'll be there.
Yay. And where can we find you on social media?
Instagram and Twitter, Natasha Callis.
Perfect. We'll send you a follow. And thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. Really nice speaking to you.
Likewise. Good luck and stay safe.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.